Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. When it's Wednesday between the hours of 2:30 and 3, we call this special segment Sounds Like Change, and I'm joined each week by a very important leader and thinker from Emily's List to talk about the impact that women and pro-choice women are having both as voters and as candidates. Because it is time for a change. I'm going to share with you, Christina, I've been talking about for a little while on the show, the fact that we need to not just fact check a candidate or identify something as a lie, but that we need to also address the acuity of the lie. How big of a fat lie is it? Is it a knowing lie? Has it been fact checked numerous times? Is it just a huge whopper? Do they have decades of recorded statements to the contrary, as we're talking about here, as well as the impact of the lie? I'm going to give you this rubric, everybody, because it is a helpful little acronym. The acronym is LIAR. So how do you test the lie? You have to test its impact and its acuity. And that is the rubric, L-I-A-R. It is the LIAR rubric. It's not just if it's a lie, it's its impact and acuity. That is the rubric. And here, when we talk about the lies being told to women as if we're stupid, the impact is literally life and death. And voters are getting motivated, Christina, about abortion and reproductive freedoms. Are they not? This is driving folks to the polls.
Absolutely, it is. We are seeing, and you know, just this week, Kaiser Family Foundation came out with a poll that showed that support abortion being the number one driving issue for young women that's doubled almost in the last few months. Now it is the number one issue for 40% of young women, and it's going to drive them out to vote, which is huge. We've seen this in our polling from Emily's List, the number one issue for women of every demographic across the board is abortion. People understand what this means. It is about your rights. It is about what freedom you have. It is about who gets to decide your life. And I think Republicans, you know, at the end of the day, they're doing themselves a disservice as well, but they do women a disservice when they assume that we don't get that. When they think that that we don't understand what's underlying here, that it's not, you know, it's not the moment. I mean, it certainly there is a tremendous impact on individual lives, who people who need abortion care or want to get abortion care and can't get it. But even for people who don't need it, they understand what it means. What it means is that Republicans believe they should get to decide for you, and they don't like it.
It's that simple. I want to share with you a little sound from Trump's discussion of how to deal with the enemy from within. Aaron, this is going to be cut number two. And then I want to share you his comments from today's town hall. So we're going to start with cut number two. This is from one of the weekend shows, putting together two of his most recent comments. Aaron?
Kamala Harris is warning voters about a new phrase Donald Trump has been using to describe some of his fellow Americans.
It's the enemy from within, all the scum that we have to deal with that hate our country. That's a bigger enemy than China and Russia.
The enemy within. Trump used the phrase again in an interview with Fox News yesterday when he was asked whether he expects chaos on Election Day from outside agitators.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country, the towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of Election Day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. It should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
And he echoed those comments again today during the town hall. Let's listen to cut one.
President, Kamala Harris has said you sounded unhinged and unchecked power is in our future. What do you say about that?
I thought it was a nice presentation. I wasn't unhinged. No, you know what they are? They're a party of sound bites. Somebody asked me, can they be brought together? You know, it was very, I never thought really, I wasn't thinking like they could, because they're very, very different. And it is the enemy from within, and they're very dangerous. They're Marxists and communists and fascists.
Aaron, if you can just wrap that up. You know, pro-choice women, we're apparently the enemy from within, aren't we, Christina?
Apparently. Let's be clear what he's trying to do. And it's, we should note that Kamala Harris, you know, she was in Wisconsin doing an event with Liz Cheney. Kamala Harris has been reaching out to everybody.
Yes.
She would like, she knows she's not going to get everybody's vote, but she wants to show that she will be a president for all Americans. She talks about that. Donald Trump is trying to divide people. He is, it's straight out of a dictator's playbook, right? We, you know, you want to be in this tight little group and we want to demonize everyone else. And that's a dangerous position for people who are not like Donald Trump, who are not rich old white men, who do not fall in his categories. Your rights will not be protected, your freedom will not be protected, and he views you as troubling and is trying to get you not to vote. So let's do better. Let's show him he's wrong.
Yeah, the sisterhood can not only save our civil rights, but can also save democracy from a wannabe dictator like that small-handed man and small-minded man that we also know as the MAGA cult leader. Thank you so much to Christina Reynolds, Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. She joined me for this week's episode of Sounds Like Change. Emily's List will be back with me next week. Coming up next, I got Jeff Clements, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment to take big money out of politics. He's next on Maggie and the Millionaire Talking Money.